I'm John DiLibretto, and coming up, we talk to one of the early icons of the art song movement, Jane Siberry. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about Eric Scott's new album, In the Company of Clouds. You can hear a track from it in the background. Eric used to play bass in bands like Alice Cooper, Flo and Eddie, and Sonia Dada. But for the last few years, he's been making great instrumental albums centered on his melodic bass lines. On In the Company of Clouds, he travels into ambient Americana with pedal steel that's more Pink Floyd than country. And Jeff Pierce drops some ambient guitar in there as well. It's our December CD of the month for a reason. You can get Eric Scott's In the Company of Clouds at CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, and other online retailers. And now, get ready for our interview. I'm John DiLibretto, and you're hearing Echoes. Jane Siberry came to renown in the 1980s with albums like The Speckless Sky, The Walking, and Bound by the Beauty. She was spoken of in the same breath as artists like Kate Bush and later Björk and Tori Amos. She kind of fell out of popularity when her music got more experimental, and changing her name to Issa for a few years didn't help. But now she's returned with a new album called Angels Bend Closer. Jane Siberry spoke to me from her home in Canada. Jane Siberry has been recording for 35 years. She's released 15 original albums, been on a major label, and collaborated with many musicians and film directors. But she still feels relatively unknown.
Lots of people lost track of me when I left Warner Brothers and became an independent artist. And then I guess about 5 or 6 years after that, I changed my name for 3 years. I thought it would be forever, but it wasn't.
That name was Issa.
Just felt like I had to change it back to Jane Siberry, so I did. And the internet has been really great, like for people finding me again. But lots of universal cosmic mechanisms have kept the people who know what I'm up to quite small, and I've loved that. It's taught me how to go out on a limb further, because the people who have been in touch with me have been real limb takers, so to speak.
Jane Siberry has spent most of her career out on a limb. Her music has been concerned with heady philosophical constructs, and her music has ventured further from pop and conventional singer-songwriter territory and more into the world of art song. Like Björk, hooks and earworms have been few and far between in the Siberry canon of the last two decades.
Still needs therapy 2 years after the trial is over.
Angels Bend Closer continues many of her themes, but the music is more of a return to albums like When I Was a Boy.
Angels Bend Closer is a wide universal recording meant for the wider listening audience, I suppose. It's lush and beautiful and about family and love and nature and the kind of world I think a lot of us would like to live in.
I don't remember a box. I don't remember a bowl. I do remember a gunwale, ribs, thump of paddle.
Among the themes on Angels Bend Closer are the title characters. Jane's 1991 song, Calling All Angels, remains one of her signature works, and angels play throughout her new album.
Call all angels.
When I was 7, we would tromp down to the gymnasium before school really started and listen to Christmas carols. And they sang a lot about angels and animals and stars, and I remember being surprised when people heard Calling All Angels and they said, why are you singing about angels, as if they hadn't been in the air for a long time? So I believe that's true. Angels weren't in the air for a long time. And then I picked up on it and put it into words, as a lot of other artists did.
closer when you call. May you see your own beauty as you see it in us all.
As she did on her song Calling All Angels, Jane teams up again with singer Katie Lang on Living Statue. Their voices are so different, but they create a seamless transition on the song.
We worked on that quite a bit, you know, just making it feel thrilling in feeling the crossover. And it's odd because I don't really think of myself as a singer, but I think of her as a real singer. And it's funny how our voices work together. It still surprises me. I don't know what it is about her voice, but it's like, I'd say, now that's the real thing. We are in the presence of the real thing, whatever that is.
Jane is modest. She's the real thing as well.
Let me be a living statue, fearless, though my pounding. Let me be a living statue, holding all the life to send. Let all life move me freely, joy and sorrow pure intent.
Family plays an important role on Angels Bend Closer. Some of the songs are about childhood, parents, and directions taken and not taken. One song, Mama Hereby, sounds like a declaration of independence.
Mama Hereby is spoken directly to mothers. In my case, me and my mother, but it's meant to be a universal song. It was a shopping list of what I thought would work, and I had to get it right, because I was articulating something into the air. And when I sang it live, my mom stood up, and after I sang it, I think everyone was watching her because it was a Toronto show and everyone knows my mom. So she stood up at the end and said, "You're free too, darling," which made sense. I hadn't got that far in my wisdom, and well, it was quite perfect.
Mama, are you listening? Please put your tea towel down. This is the most important thing I've ever said. I love you as my mother. I love you as no other. But the pain we cause each other is killing me.
Religious themes have always abounded in Jane Siberry's music. There's the angels, of course, but that could be a secular metaphor as well. But in Hide Not Your Light Under a Bushel, she quotes Matthew 5:15, and on Walk on Water, one of many songs that appeared on earlier albums, she examines a few biblical events.
It's about not understanding faith. I don't understand how people can actually move mountains or walk on water. It was sort of inspired by staring at a stained glass window in a church of people, you know, in a boat with woolly sweaters on, looking out at some shadowy figure who's saying, "You can do it, you can do it." And the human answer is usually like, "I can't. I can still knock on this table. It's real."
Come up, my brother.
Jane Siberry plays with themes of faith, perhaps to a controversial degree. One song, Send Me Someone to Love, suggests a sacred tryst with the lyrics,
"Someone who won't mind a ménage à toi, you and me, and God. For God is great, God is good and bad.
It has caused controversy, and probably why top country singers won't cover it, because I think it's a great country song. And I always wanted Emmylou Harris to do it, but I think it makes perfect sense. It's just a bit surprising to hear, but the sentiment I think is very logical. That's my very precise shopping list for the perfect partner for me. Partner being not someone to love, but to love life with.
Someone whose kiss I could understand, and who'd understand who mine. Someone whose hips I could understand, and who'd understand the rhythm of mine.
Earlier this year, Jane Sibri had promised that a special fan-only album, Ulysses Purse, would be her final recording. Although most of that album has now turned up on Angel's Bend Closer, most people took that to mean she wouldn't be making any more music.
I misled people. I'd still plan to do recordings of singles. But it was too long, and the debt was like an albatross around my neck. And so I look forward to writing songs one at a time and releasing them.
There is joy on our faces. We are sure of our places in my dreams.
You can hear Jane Sibri sing on her new album, Angels Bend Closer, released on her own Sheba Music label. Thanks for tuning in to the Echoes podcast today. For more great interviews like this, become a member of Echoes Online. That's where you can hear Echoes on demand with our iPhone and Droid apps. Go to echoes.org to find out more. I'm John DiLiberto. Be sure to keep an eye out for more Echoes interviews at echoes.org or the Echoes newsletter.